Let's look now at this very important question. How are we to grow in spiritual life? First of all, I'm so encouraged that you have a desire to grow spiritually. That's also the Lord's desire for you. To grow spiritually is something the Lord desires for all of His people, but how do we grow? Well, let's consider the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Even as natural babies subsist on milk, the babe in Christ should have a true desire for the milk of the Word. The youngest believer on the Lord Jesus should begin a daily regimen of studying God's Word. The more we learn, the more precious truth we'll be able to grasp. Then, even as babies mature into eating solid food, so should believers. While we never lose the taste for and the need of milk, we also need more solid food, more substantial and deeper truths from the Word of God. It's vital that we all realize that we can learn from reading our Bibles. We have this promise from the Lord Jesus in John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. This is the promise of the coming Holy Spirit to indwell each believer on the Lord Jesus and to open up the Word of God to us and guide you into all truth. The Apostle Paul spoke of his frustration concerning the saints in Corinth because of their lack of growth and maturity. 1 Corinthians 3:1-2 says, And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. We find similar words in Hebrews 5:12-13. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. It's through the knowledge of the Scriptures that we begin to grow. We are exhorted in 2 Peter 3:18, But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. We grow in grace by realizing and walking in the grace that the Lord has provided for us. We grow in knowledge by prayerfully studying God's Word and learning more of Him. There is just no way to grow, spiritually or physically, without receiving nourishment. Let's consider Job's thoughts concerning the Word of God. He said in Job 23:12, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Job was essentially saying that he valued nourishment for his soul more than he valued nourishment for his body. Love for the Word of God and time spent in the Word of God will bring spiritual growth leading to spiritual maturity. We read in 2 Timothy 3:16-17, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. To grow spiritually, study God's Word. Do it every day. Begin your day with time alone with the Lord in His Word. King David wrote in Psalm 63:1, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. May we all consider these words and seek to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.